At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sejal Gupta is the valedictorian class of 2020 Hicksville Senior High School in Hicksville. We've teamed up with Newsday to honor all our class of 2020 valedictorians. It's Anna on Ravenwalk 97.5. Sejal, I am trying to read up on you, and it is so crazy that I don't even know how to explain it. Can you please talk a little bit about what you're doing with artificial intelligence?
Okay. Hi. So basically, I'm doing a research project at Stony Brook University that relates to machine learning research and gay rehabilitation. So basically, individuals that can't walk properly due to neuromuscular diseases, physical therapists don't know how to treat them. So the way that we're going to combat this issue is creating an algorithm, I developed an algorithm that will show physical therapists how a person is supposed to walk based on their unique characteristics, like their age, their weight, their leg length, things of that nature, so that physical therapists have a better idea of how to treat that person because they can actually see how that person is supposed to walk after treatment.
I mean, that's amazing.
So, that is going to be put into walkers or exoskeletons so that people can learn through muscle memory how to walk that way. That is my second part of my project.
Sejal, I mean,
and that is incredible.
It's so, looking at all these things you do, and again, you know, the class of 2020 valedictorians, everyone we've talked to has been so incredibly impressive, and I know where you're going. I'll wait for you to get to that. But even the small accomplishments, I guess these aren't small accomplishments, I take that back. Founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Cafe, what is that about?
So in eighth grade, I started a program through a nonprofit organization called GGKLI, which is actually based in Huntington. And I run a program of 45 to 60 students every year from kindergarten to eighth grade participate in. And we teach them a myriad of activities from circuits to programming to even how to start your own business. And so it's kind of surprising to see how kindergartners and first graders can kind of tap on and engage in certain activities that you wouldn't even expect them to. And I've been running this program for 5 years now. Even through the pandemic, we're doing classes on Zoom now. And I run about 20 classes every year for three different classes.
It's astounding. Do you consider yourself more of an entrepreneur or a leader? Because you seem to be doing kind of both, it sounds like to me.
I think that to be an entrepreneur and to be a leader, you need both kind of aspects. Because without leadership and entrepreneurship, you can't really do anything, in my opinion, because each person brings a new mindset and a new vision, which is what a leader always has. So if I was to pick, I don't think I could. I think I'm a mix of both, and at least I tried to be.
All right, I'm going to rattle these off quickly because I want to get to some other things. But Presidential Volunteer Service Silver Medal recipient, Regeneron Science Talent Search Scholar, Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair finalist. I mean, it goes on and on. But you have a high brown belt in MMA? What's that about?
So in second grade, I started doing mixed martial arts through Tiger Shulman's, actually in Hicksville, but now I go to the Syosset Tiger Shulman's. And that's kind of my stress relief, but also my mental and physical training. I think martial arts is actually really similar to my academic because I get to engage my mind and kind of put my mind to the test in scenarios that you wouldn't necessarily think so. I've learned discipline, patience, and hard work through martial arts. So I don't think I would be where I am without that MMA training. So it's an important part of who I am.
You can really see that too, because I mean, none of these things are things that you took on lightly. Like some people can study for something, work for something, and be great at something at one point for one period of time. But 2 years into the AI program, you said you started the cafe thing in eighth grade, and now, you know, this is something that you've been doing since second grade. I commend you. I can't wait to hear where you're going and your speech. We're going to get to that coming up next with Anna and Raven.
Sejal Gupta is a class of 2020 valedictorian at Hicksville High School. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. We've teamed up with Newsday to honor all our class of 2020 valedictorians. Sejal, your resume is outstanding.
Yeah, it's amazing the things that you're working on right now. What are you going to be doing in the future?
So I will be attending MIT in the fall for computer science and business management. My dream is to start my own biotech company that actually gives personalized prosthetics with artificial intelligence to individuals of all socioeconomic statuses.
When we hear these things, it gives me so much hope and so much faith that
sure.
We're going to be all right, because our next
this is
round
what we need. Great
leaders,
ideas, great
phenomenal.
Leaders, right?
Yeah. All right, Sejal, it's time for us to turn over our mics to you.
Good morning, Board of Education, Ms. Litzman, Mr. Williams, and administration, teachers and staff, friends and families, and fellow graduates. I hope everyone is safe and healthy. Congratulations to us all. We finally did it, and what a journey it has been. I want to share three important life lessons I've learned over the years. My first lesson was to create opportunities. I learned in seventh grade when I started going to a Sunday school named GGKLI. I launched an initiative called the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Cafe for kindergarten to eighth grade students. I was so eager to start something and just dove in blindly. I had no lesson plans, no volunteers, and no idea what I was going to do. Now I'm coming to the end of my fifth year, having learned so much from every experience, which led to running the Hicksville GEM program with a couple of my friends. Every time you decide to do community service or join a school club, you are creating new opportunities for yourself and others. Every opportunity has a ripple effect. I discovered a new opportunity to do machine learning research at Stony Brook University through the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Cafe. My second lesson was to invest time. I would always sprain my ankle during my MMA training. There is no easy cure, so I wanted to research and develop a solution that would help people walk comfortably. For months, I kept failing. At times, I wanted to give up and quit. It was just too difficult. But I kept going because my dad always told me, learn to be uncomfortable. After 8 months, I finally completed a prototype of my walking rehabilitation device personalized by artificial intelligence. Every difficult task requires time to turn impossible into possible. My third lesson was to make choices. When I was in middle school, I wanted to be involved in every sport, club, and activity. As I entered high school, my mom helped me realize I was becoming jack of all trades, master of none. I had to choose just a few clubs and research that I could put my efforts into. When you are involved in many different things, you are spread thin. So you have to make choices. Explore many things. Pick what you love and stick with it. As we graduate today and start the next chapter of our lives, I want everyone to remember these three lessons. Number one, create opportunities. Number two, invest time. And number three, make choices. Our biggest life lesson has come through these past 3 months in these difficult times. Even though we have faced hardships, we are making history and creating stories that will last with us forever. I have faith each of us will create our own journey, because we are dreamers. We are fighters. We are the class of 2020.
Congratulations, Sejal. That was awesome. And if you want to recognize the valedictorian in your life, head to walkradio.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.